You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Actually, guys, I'm sorry. Can we stop down for 1 second? I have to use the bathroom.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm sorry. I'll be right back. All right? All right. Sorry. Actually, I don't really have to go. I just wanted to eat a snack and maybe cry for a minute or take a quick nap. Do you think I've lost my mind? Those are all things American employees do in the bathroom, according to a new survey from hygiene product company SCA. And I'm going to go back into the studio and talk to Amy Belcourt. She's Vice President of Communications for SCA, and she'll fill us in on the details. All right, I'm going to wash my hands real quick, though.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh, our pleasure. All right. Put my headphones on. So, Amy, what did this survey find? What do employees do in the bathroom?
Well, I think there were quite a few surprises about the types of things people do in the bathroom. Of course, they use it for biological reasons, but they're also using it for things you wouldn't expect, things like talking on the phone, texting. Okay, maybe sometimes you expect those things, about 25% of people, but also they're using it to eat, to cry, to exercise, and some people are even using it to sleep.
Why do you think that is? What did people speak about why they use the bathroom for those activities?
Well, we didn't ask them the whys, but as we've analyzed the research, we've made some of our own guesses, I guess, as to why people are doing this. First and foremost, we live in a highly connected society. I think people are looking for a sanctuary, a place to get away from it all. So there's that group of people that really do use it for those private moments to disconnect, whether it's a private space at work to eat, to exercise, to express their frustration, and sadly, even to cry. But yet, there's that other group of people that are so highly connected, they're never going to put down their devices. So they're actually bringing those devices right in the restroom with them in the workplace, and they're texting and even talking on the phone in the bathroom. And I don't know about you, but I don't often hear people chatting on the phone, but sometimes I do.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Why does your company do these surveys?
SCA is a maker of the Torque brand of products, which are things like bath tissue, paper towels, soap, hand sanitizer that are used in workplaces. So we're very interested in how people use their work places, what they're doing in there, because we want our products to really help businesses to have the best restroom for employees.
What did people not like about their work bathrooms?
Oftentimes, it is the lack of hygiene. It is feeling like it's just not clean. This could be things like you've probably been in a bathroom where paper towels are flowing out of the wastebasket and onto the floor, or it feels like the toilets themselves have not been clean, or the sinks are wet and dirty and messy. Those are the types of things that really have a negative impact on people.
Did you hear anything in terms of privacy? A lot of times work bathrooms don't feel very private because you have stalls. So you see the other person's feet and you see people coming in and out.
We're actually finding just the opposite, that people view the bathroom as maybe one of the growing more private spots in work. You know, there's a real trend in office design toward the open office space. You know, people are, you know, it's a way to be more effective in how you utilize space, but it's taking away the doors and the walls. And so people are sitting in these big open spaces and finding very little privacy. We think that's why more people are doing these types of private things in the bathroom, particularly texting, talking on the phone, venting frustration, crying, all of those things, because a lot of times you had an office in the past to do that. Now, you know, you're in this big open space, so you're looking for those private moments. And even though you can see the feet under the stall, it still feels more private often than the rest of the office feels.
So does this mean perhaps employers should have a cry nap lounge or something rather than having people do this stuff in the bathroom?
Well, some employers have expanded their restroom space to include couches or more private places. We saw this start originally with areas for nursing moms, where employers were eager to help nursing moms have a more private space. So employers are, in some cases, adding these, adding showers, adding couches, or adding places to create that private space, but also to sort of have that resting space.
In terms of cleanliness of work bathrooms, what are employees most concerned about? Do they worry about picking up germs or illnesses, or what freaks them out?
It's interesting how in the United States, employees are not that concerned about the impact of hygiene on their health when it comes to their office environments. But in fact, they should be. The CDC says again and again that the number one way to avoid getting the flu, which we know is rampant this year, is through repeated washing of your hands throughout the day. But we found in our survey that about half the people who go to work never wash their hands once during the day. Yet your work environment is, you know, teeming with germs, and you're sharing surfaces constantly, whether it's door handles or computer keyboard or phone handle. You're shaking hands with people. You're using a copy machine that somebody used. You're using the microwave that somebody used. These are the places that germs live, and washing your hands repeatedly in the office can, in some cases, be more important than doing it at home. So we're finding that, you know, people still aren't getting that message. There are germs everywhere. People worry about things like the toilet seat. Frankly, your body is designed in a way to make sure you don't get sick from the toilet seat. Where you might get sick, though, is the phone, the microwave, the door handles, and shaking hands with your colleagues.
Any suggestions as to what employers could do about hand washing? You know, we see these signs in the bathroom. Yeah. Employees must wash hands before returning to work, but maybe those signs should be everywhere.
Well, one of the things you do here at the studio is you provide hand sanitizer for people when they're checking in. That's one thing employers can do. They can provide hand sanitizing stations around the office. They can also provide wipes, because people can wipe their keyboard, they can wipe their phone. You know, there are sanitizing wipes that have that component in them that will make it better. Keeping those signs up in the bathrooms is an important thing to do. They probably become invisible to most of us. But making sure it's a pleasant environment to wash your hands, that the soap is always full, that the paper towels are available to use. Another thing people can do, employers can do, is to put the waste basket for the paper towels right at the door where you walk out. This means that you can use that paper towel to open your door and then you toss it in. In our offices, we also have a hand sanitizer right at the exit. So if you didn't toss your paper towel there, you can sanitize one more time before you walk out and face your colleagues.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mikan.
Amy Belcourt is Vice President of Communications for SCA, which produces paper towels and other hygiene products.